Hi, I'm Amber Benson from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're listening to the Sci-Fi Party Line.
Today is a very special episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. About a week and a half ago, give or take, Eric, our audio producer extraordinaire, went to Los Angeles to the Doctor Who Gallifrey convention, and we got live updates from him, and there are also some special treats in this one, so stay tuned. I think you will enjoy it.
Just go forward in all your beliefs and prove to me that I am not mistaken in mine.
Coming up in this episode of the Cyber Testicle.
In addition to editing this podcast, Eric also made the intro music for Sci-Fi Party Line. He made that piece you just heard for the Cyber Testicle podcast, which you can find at cybertesticle.libsyn.com. It's a very nice podcast, Doctor Who podcast.
We possess the superior intellect. It is logical that we will find a way.
So we're going to start off with day one of the Doctor Who Gallifrey convention. And after that, I'm going to introduce you to Eric's podcast, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Whoverse, and play you a little snippet from it. Corresponding live from the Doctor Who Gallifrey convention in Los Angeles is Eric at Bullet 33. How are you?
Oh my goodness. I'm without words to describe what's going on. I'm still really overwhelmed. Like, it hasn't really caught up to me because everything's been happening so fast. Go ahead.
This is a Doctor Who explain, like, what goes on. I mean, it's your first time, correct?
Yes.
At absolutely. Any convention?
I went to, like, two Star Trek conventions in the 90s, but that's not much. Yeah, but this is my first really big, you know, in the middle of everything kind of thing.
So what happens here?
What happens here?
Yeah.
Well, see, right now, the actual con proper just barely started not too long ago as we're recording this. So up to now, mostly I've been seeing, like, the pre-con events, what they call lobby con. Everyone who showed up early, like yesterday and the day before, hang out in the lobby, being hooligans, pretty much. a lot of alcohol flowing. And I ran into a bunch of Doctor Who writers yesterday, like in the bar. And
sweet.
I had a conversation it was really awesome, like, really unexpected. Actually, I'm sitting next to one right now.
I hear.
Like, I'm not. Yeah.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, it's really overwhelming at this point.
Have you met anyone that we know or, you know, Twitter people know? Or?
Oh, I mean, pretty much all the main Doctor Who podcasters who are here, I've met them all already and spent tons of time with them.
You meet Lewis?
Of course, all the Podshot crew.
Yay!
Lewis
and Ken and James, yeah.
Yes, the whole Radio Free Scarlet crew at Legopolis, at Freeburg, at W, all the hosts of Bridging the Rift podcast, Chip, the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, who is awesome. I had no idea, like, for instance, with Chip, I've never seen a photo of him ever. I had no idea what he looked like.
Uh-huh.
And when I met him, I was like, oh my goodness.
He's handsome.
To me, he looks like Christopher Reeve. Like, you know, Superman.
That's weird.
And I was like, oh my goodness, what? You know, because usually, since the podcast, but usually you see them, you go, okay, great radio voice, maybe not a TV face, but
okay.
You're just blew me away. I was like, oh my goodness.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Is there anyone dressed up yet? I mean, has the wackiness started anything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there was a few people dressed up yesterday, and like I said, the con just started literally, like, not even an hour ago,
mm-hmm.
And so I've been walking around, milling around, and, yeah, tons of Doctor Who costumes.
Okay.
Covering all kinds of weird things from the classic and the new, and a lot of obscure Doctor Who things, like things that you'd have to really be a fan to, like, you'd look at and go wonder, what is that?
I saw one of your pictures of Lewis that he have on a scarf. Who was that?
No, that was Lewis, yeah, and he just got presented that scarf because it was made for him by someone named AtSardisSarah on Twitter.
Which doctor is that?
Oh, that belongs to the fourth doctor. Tommy,
okay.
The scarf does.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because obviously everyone here is a Doctor Who fan, but you can see those different groups that splintered. You know, I mean, you see the cosplayers hanging out together. There was the LiveJournal role players or whatever, and they were like a little group. And then there's the Doctor Who knitters who just knit and crochet endlessly Doctor Who related things. And of course, the podcast is everywhere. And so, yeah, but you can see the definite breakdown. Yeah. Oh, also the LGBT, they are very heavily represented. Their fandom is very, very heavily represented as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's great. I mean, even right now, as I sit here, I see podcasters like in front of me, around different people I know.
Okay.
So, it's been, wow.
So the craziness has. What were you saying?
No, I was just saying, like, it just happened, and as soon as I practically walked in the door, so it's been nonstop, like, seeing everybody and, you know, interacting. I haven't had a chance to even really think about it, you know, to let it sink in, like, what's been going on. But for instance, when I saw Georgia Moffat earlier, the doctor's daughter.
Wow.
You know, completely randomly. And, you know, I knew she was going to be here, but it was different to actually see her for the very first time with my own eyes. And I was like, oh, my God. Because I didn't expect to even feel a little bit starstruck ahead of time, but it did hit me.
Aww.
When I saw him. I was like, oh my goodness.
That's
yeah.
Cool. Who else is showing up?
Well, let's see. As far as the actors or actresses go, I think she's the only one from the new series who's coming this year. The young boy, Luke, from Surgeon Adventures.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be here. And the other people from the classic show, well, one of the Doctor's old companions, Jo Grant from the 70s, she's going to be here. And there was some other one. Oh, Sergeant Benton from the 70s, Doctor Who will be here. And then there was some other people who were supposed to be here, but they had to cancel the last minute. But there's plenty more to fill in. And then the rest besides that is like, last night I got introduced to, like, the director of one of my all-time favorite classic Doctor Who episodes, Caves of Androzani, and the director was here, and I was like, oh my God, and Lewis introduced me to him, and I'm like, he's like, oh, who are you? And I was like, oh, I'm nobody. I'm just taking pictures. Just completely ignore me, because I was completely in awe of this man.
Oh, look at you, fanboy squealing.
Amazing. If anyone's a Doctor Who fan, you know, the director, Graham Harper. But yeah, I met him, and then I feel more able to talk now because the writer who was sitting next to me got up because I felt weird talking about this. But last night we were sitting in the bar. I was sitting with the Podshock guys at their table, and a Doctor Who writer named Paul Cornell. He wrote Father's Day, and he also wrote the one Human Nature with the Scarecrows,
mm-hmm.
Family of Blood.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, he wrote those episodes, and he came and sit down, and he was sitting there across from me, and, you know, they started talking, him and James from Podshock, started talking about all this British-English stuff about England. And, oh, my goodness, like, I was so into their conversation. It was so absorbing. And it wasn't even about Doctor Who. It was about other things. He's also a writer currently for Marvel Comics as well.
Oh, okay.
He's written a bit of the X-Men, and he also, anyone who knows comics up in Britain, he was in charge of that before it got canceled, unfortunately. But I was just, wow, this man is amazing.
Uh-oh, still there? Still there? Well, it looks like we lost Eric on the feed, but we will talk to him soon to get another update on the Gallifrey convention in Los Angeles here.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Whoverse. Editor-in-Chief, Esko, a.k.a. The Bachelor. Entry number 072006.01. Subject, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Whoverse. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is a wholly remarkable book. Perhaps the most remarkable, certainly the most successful book to ever come out of the great publishing corporations of Ursa Minor. It's already supplanted the Encyclopedia Galactica as the standard repository of all knowledge and wisdom. This is not that book. Rather, what you have now accessed is the hardly comparable, shamefully inadequate, and grossly inaccurate Hitchhiker's Guide to the Whoverse. In this pyrapodical, we shall attempt to make a rather minuscule dent into the voluminous history and expansive world of Doctor Who. Stay tuned to this podcast feed for further excerpts and excursions into this great, witty, self-praising, horribly less than concise volume. Disclaimer, please send all rants and complaints to our desperately understaffed editor at guidetothewhoverse@gmail.com or on MySpace at myspace.com/guidetothewhoverse. Oh, and one last thing. The accent? It's totally fake.
Corresponding live from the Doctor Who Gallifrey Convention in Los Angeles, it is Eric. What has transpired?
Oh my goodness, I don't know where. I'm just trying to think.
Okay, so you told me you wanted to talk to me about the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, there was one neat thing during the opening ceremonies where they just quickly introduced, like real briefly, like, you know, who all the guests are going to be and whatnot. And see, there was two significant guests who couldn't be here for the convention at all. Well, one, Stephen Moffat was one, but actually he wasn't supposed to be here. But he sent like a privately recorded video message, like just for the convention that they played, and nothing juicy in there, just a nice, you know, hello, blah blah blah. That was fine. But the other one, someone who was supposed to be here who couldn't, was Peter Davison, the Fifth Doctor.
Oh.
And yeah, and I mean his daughter's here. That's the Doctor's daughter.
Yeah,
but anyway,
yeah.
But he was supposed to be here as well. But he couldn't, and the reason he couldn't is because he's currently doing like a Broadway style musical in England, in London, for Legally Blonde, whatever. And so that's why he couldn't be here for now, because that came up, that work commitment came up. Anyway, but he also had like a, you know, personally made video to show, you know, to the convention since he couldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually really good. I mean, you know, it was made like a nice low budget independent, you know, little 10-minute little thing, almost like a little film. And in it, he was playing himself, and he was talking to us, you know, directly. And he was talking about, well, you know, I have to do this play, and it was literally there. You know, this is my actual dressing room, and you know, this is what we're doing. And the whole joke was like, I'm so popular, everyone's here to see this play because of me, but the whole like running gag is that nobody even knows who he is or nobody cares. All right, and that's how it was playing out. And there's all these little, you know, comedic moments and whatnot. Everyone enjoyed it. It was great because it was well produced as an independent thing. It was well produced. But the really neat part of it was near the end. Like I said, it's about 10 minutes long. And near the very end, it's like his whole exciting day or whatever is done, and he's like back at his house. And he's sitting there on his chair, like with a drink next to the fireplace, and he's like, it feels so good, you know, day's over, you know, I like to wind down now, whatever. And then there's like a knock on the door, knock, knock, knock. And he's like, yeah, come in. And the door bursts open, and boom, David Tennant just like comes in. And man, when he came in, the full capacity crowd in the main auditorium, they just exploded. It was insane. People were just going nuts. Like, you know, all the women were, you know, they're screaming. And
oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
No, it was crazy. Because people were laughing throughout it, but man, when David Tennant just popped in, the whole place exploded. And David Tennant was like, Peter, he's like, I told you to stop coming over to my house. You know, now that was just the end. I told you to stay out of my house, and everyone just went nuts, and then that was the end of it. And that was actually, because I was as taken surprised as everybody else, you know, and that was actually the funniest highlight. You know, I apparently David Tennant is that big that even with a 5-second cameo, he just, like, overshadows everything else, apparently.
Aww.
So, That was awesome. It's totally unexpected. But, there we go. That's pretty good.
So what else happened? I know you were on a podcaster panel, but anything happened between the opening ceremonies and the podcaster panel? Anything interesting? Any contest or weirdness?
Unfortunately, later last night, after the opening ceremony, because the opening ceremonies was the beginning of the evening, but unfortunately after that, I finally realized, oh, by the way, Amy's walking by. But anyway,
Amy.
Yeah, she's busy, but she just happened to cross in front of me while we were talking. Amy from our Waters of Mars episode. Anyway, apparently yesterday, I'd only slept 4 hours total since I've been here in California, and that finally caught up to me last night. And there was supposed to be like more like party and this and that happening, and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna be off for 2 hours. I'll be back. No, unfortunately, I was
knocked out.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Will you be sleeping like an old man tonight, or are you gonna party tonight?
I hope to be up and at it, and you know, be present at least. But today, like seeing how the crowd is today, because Saturday's kind of expected to be the biggest day because, you know, people work, I guess, on Friday and whatnot. So today's supposed to be a bigger day. And I've been milling around, and I noticed, like, just walking around in general, I noticed two things. Well, I've seen a lot more great costumes come out today.
I haven't seen any pictures.
Really great ones. Oh, they're out there? Well, some of them are out there. But
I haven't seen
any
pictures. You promised me.
Did you not see? I posted one on the Instagram guide. David Tennant in his face.
You didn't post it to our new news network, scifipartyline.net.
I'm sorry. Well, I'll get on that. But so that was yesterday, but I've seen plenty more good ones today. Awesome ones. And there's a few hardcore costumers who they're wearing a different awesome costume every day. Like the same people, I recognize them, and I've seen some really awesome ones all around. Those pictures will be up very soon.
Thank you.
And the other thing I've noticed, I guess I've heard it spoken about before, but now I'm actually seeing it and noticing it for the first time, is I noticed today a lot more contingent of like little girl Doctor Who fans, and I would say like approximately I don't know, 6th or 7th grade up to like about 10th grade, I'm guessing, and it's like this. Because I've heard of it with the new series in fandom. I've heard of this segment, but I've never seen it myself. And I noticed there was those little fangirls I'm talking about everywhere, all around, you know. And I just think it's interesting because it's one of the newest aspects of the Doctor Who fandom in general.
Well, get them while they're young.
It's just interesting, you know. It never existed before, not really, especially not with little girls. I mean, yeah, little schoolboys used to be into Doctor Who, but never like, and it's dominated by the girls. The occasional little boy here and there, but the little girl fangirls, they're like, I'd say the strongest representation that I see.
I think
all
they're
around.
Only going to get worse with this new guy, Matt Smith.
You think so? Because obviously they're all in love with David Tennant, I'm assuming.
Yeah, this guy is younger and more accessible to young tweens or whatever you want to call them, and I think that's going to get worse.
I know he has his new followers, but I don't know. I've heard some girls think Matt Smith is as cute as David Tennant or whatever.
Well, none of them are, of course, Christopher Eccleston, but we're not going to do that right now.
Yeah.
That kind of
sums up most of what's been going on since last we spoke, for the most part.
What about this podcaster panel? What was that about? Because you represented Hitchhiker's Guide and Sci-Fi Party Line.
I did, and it was a crowded panel. Of panelists, it was a crowded panel.
What did y'all talk about?
We were talking about what makes a good podcast. Now, I know there's so many out there. I mean, in general and in Doctor Who as well. I mean, it's almost doubled. Just with Doctor Who, it's almost doubled. Like, there was perhaps, 10, 15, a year ago, Doctor Who podcast. There's something like 35 now, going up to 40, just Doctor Who. And it's getting insane. And so we, the panelists, were, talking about things like, you know, at first how we started, why we got into it, but then also, you know, what makes a good podcast, you know, how do you keep from burning out, you know, how do you keep it interesting for the listener, and how are you going to stand out in a group just with Doctor Who, how are you going to stand out in a group of like 40 podcasts, you know, what do you got to do? And that's kind of like what it was all about and how it's grown so much. The podcasting and the panel has grown so much, like just in the last 4 years, like just speaking from a Doctor Who point of view, from the very beginning in the early days when there was like one speaker and like two listeners at the panel at this convention, like 4 years ago, and to how much has ballooned now, you know, there's good, I don't know how many people were in that crowd, 60 or 70 at one point, you know, and it's just continuing to grow. But also, some of the audience members were asking, like, what do we think the future is? And I don't really know, or we don't really know. Is it going to go into video podcasting, or is it going to be something else that we've never even heard of yet? You know, I don't know. But that's basically what that discussion was all about.
Well, I guess that sounds fun. Sounds like TikTok, you know.
Yeah, and a little just also how do you spread the word, you know, like Twitter, Facebook, or what else there is out there.
Yeah.
You know, I pretty much covered it.
Okay, well, we will check in with you either later tonight or early tomorrow morning to see what happens later. And
absolutely.
What goes on.
Absolutely.
And you got a party tonight. I want to hear drunken stories about, I don't know what, I don't know. Or is there a costume contest,
know.
Or is there, I mean...
There absolutely is. I don't know when it's happening. Oh, yeah. I got some great pictures of, you just reminded me. I think her name is Louise something. But I think I mentioned her before. She's the lady who designed all the costumes for the fourth series of Doctor Who. One of the Doctor's old companions, Victoria, just walked in front of me. She's a companion from the 60s. Anyways, the lady, the costume designer, the head costume designer, you know, she's here, of course. And I walked by, because like, the costumers kind of hang out, like, in their corner or whatever, like, in the convention, and on the convention floor. And I kind of went over there, and I saw her, and, like, she actually brought, you know, like, she brought her little, almost like a portfolio, where she had photographs of some of the costumes that she's made for the show, and she actually had the actual... cloth samples, like, in the portfolio, and she was just surrounded by fangirl costumers. Yeah, exactly. And she was surrounded by these fangirl costumers, and they were, like, picking her brain endlessly. And apparently she looks like, I mean, she loves it. Like, she, as I told you before, this is her first convention ever and her first time ever in the United States. And she was just there, completely accessible. And they're like, oh, okay, now how about this? And what about those military uniforms? And did you actually make those military uniforms, or were they actually borrowed from, you know, an actual military? And she was just there, and it was crazy. I took a couple pictures. You could just see them. They're all crowded around her.
I would so love to do that. Like, that's exciting. You get to talk about swatches and fabrics and seams and stuff like that. Yeah, that's totally
exactly.
Because it's the look that makes it work. So
she couldn't be happier to just like. Tell him everything she could possibly think to tell them. Like, she was so into it, and it was great. And they were just in the hallway on the floor, by the way. This wasn't, like, a set-up room or anything like that. They're just, like, on the floor, literally, in the hallway. And she's just there with her, like, almost like disciples, I would say. I thought it was great. I thought it was awesome. It was cool.
That's awesome. Well, I look forward to more stories, and so do our listeners. We'll get one more from you as a wrap-up. And we'll talk to you soon.
Cool.
All right. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Whoverse. Editor-in-Chief, Esco. On the Podshock forums, known as The Bachelor. Entry number 072706.02. Subject, Chameleon Circuit. To find one need look no further than a Silurian dress-up dance party. It is quite common to find the reptilian folk donning various costumes while participating in gargantuan conga lines, hence the phenomenon. Oh, but perhaps you were wondering about the chameleon circuit, which is one of the basic features found on any properly functioning TARDIS. Well, except that the Doctor's isn't. When working correctly, the chameleon circuit should automatically transform the exterior of a TARDIS to help camouflage and blend it into its surroundings, such as a stone column in ancient Rome, or a wart on the back of a mighty Gondar, Or how about a nice blue police public cool box, circa 1960s London? And why doesn't the Doctor have it fixed? Well, the Fourth Doctor tried that once, while in Legopolis, and what did he get for his trouble? Instead of a new exterior for his TARDIS, he got an entirely new exterior for his face and entire body, and we got the Fifth Doctor. Now that brings us to the subject of regeneration, but this is not that entry. But please, excuse us now. We must get back to our dance party. Those sea devils should be arriving at any moment. This has been The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Hooverse. Please leave your rants and comments at myspace.com/guidetothehooverse or send them to us at guidetothehooverse@gmail.com. And until next time, don't panic. And references found here in this commentary in no way adhere to the laws and physics of the real universe, nor do they reflect the opinions and views of the proprietors of this podcast. But please, thank them anyway.
Corresponding live from the Doctor Who Gallifrey Convention in Los Angeles is Eric. How's it going? Third day.
Hey. Oh. Yeah, wow. I'm pretty tired now. I mean, from the weekend as a whole, I mean, I'm spent. It's the last day of the convention proper, but yeah.
What'd you do last night?
Well, I don't know. It's all really like a big long blur. I mean, everything is.
How much did you drink?
No, it's just. No, I didn't. No, I didn't drink that much. I only had a few last night. Well, I don't know, but I mean, the whole convention as a whole is a blur because it's like I'm here, I'm there, I pop in to look at this panel, go to that panel, stumble into some disco, and then back around, and it's just, it's like being in a casino, you completely lose track of time, you have no idea, you know, about anything, and yeah, I just took a break for an hour by myself in my room, the first break that I've taken the entire time I've been here, besides sleeping, and so, yeah, I got one more big thing to do today.
What's that?
And then the rest is just hanging out. Well, in literally, 25 minutes from right now, I'm going to be like the official, unofficial, official photographer for the live Podshock recording on stage.
Oh, yay.
And, yeah, they want me in and all around there taking, like, they want publicity-worthy photos, you know.
Oh, look at that.
So, yeah, so that's what's happening in about 25 minutes from now. And then after that, I'm just going to be hanging out, just trying to enjoy, like, the rest of the convention until the end.
That's cool. Well, Eric put up some pictures of costumes on our new website, scifipartyline.net. You can check some of those out. We may see some in various places, and he'll let us know where to get those.
Yeah, I try to get some up just before we started talking, but I'm having Wi-Fi issues. But they'll definitely get there. As soon as I can get them.
Wow, you do sound a little tired. You meet anybody new, anything different?
There was a couple of neat things yesterday, after we spoke yesterday, I think. Let's see what happened. First of all, I said last time we spoke that I was trying to get some little like audio blurbs from some of the writers and directors and whatnot, and I scored. It just came one right after the other. I did get, last time I was saying I wanted to get Nick Briggs, the voice of the Daleks, and he acted in Children of Earth, and voiced almost all the aliens in the new series. Anyway, I got him to do it for
me.
And yeah, awesome guy. And then there was another guy, Phil Ford. We had mentioned him a long time ago on our Sarah Jane Adventure episode. Phil Ford, he was the executive producer of season 2 of Sarah Jane Adventures, and he also wrote a lot of stories. He wrote Waters of Mars, he wrote Dreamland, among other things. Anyway, I just happened to run into Phil Ford, and I was like, sir, could you just do me a real quick favor? You know, give me a little audio blurb, like, you know, say, I'm Phil Ford, listening to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe. And he was like, okay, blah, blah, did it. And he was like, wow, that name, what is this? What is this all about? And I told him, he knows, they all know what podcasts are because podcasts are everywhere. But he's like, oh, it's a podcast. What do you do? And I explained it to him, you know, what the Hitchhiker's Guide is. And he was like, really? Wow. Because, you know, he just thought it was a great idea. You know,
yeah,
and I was just like, what is going on here? He was complimenting. I was like, okay. I almost wanted to tell him, please don't listen to it. Please don't. Phil Ford, awesome guy. Awesome guy.
That's good.
Okay. Let's see. There was the disco. Oh no, first there was the masquerade ball, which was awesome.
Who won?
You
said ball, not a competition.
Was both. Well, it was a lot of things actually.
Oh God.
Let's see. Let me see. How did it start? First of all, apparently I'm unfamiliar with how these things work because other cosplayers seem to be in tune with how this works at other conventions as well. But they have like a pre-recorded track, which is like a story, like a pantomime, like almost like a play with a pre-recorded audio track, and then they have cosplayers dressed as the roles, acting it out in front of the audience, and so it was like a funny story, like involving many of the old, almost all the doctors actually, and different characters popping in and out. That was really entertaining.
Did anybody get video?
Very, very. I know people. I didn't, because I was just. I walked into it unexpectedly. Like, I didn't even know. I walked in, like, midway. That was really great. What was the other thing? And so they had the competition, like, the judge and all the different categories. The overall winner was this girl who was dressed in this Madame the Pompadour costume from the Girl in the Fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she won overall, and pictures will be up eventually of her. There was a disco after that, which was just a generic, I don't know, crazy Doctor Who dance, whatever. But the only reason I bring it up is because I had some photos of it. It looked identical to, like, a Second Life meetup dance
that
party.
That is hilarious.
I took a short, like, I don't know, 10, 20-second video, and if you just watch the little video, it looks like you're looking at Second Life, like, with all the lights and strange costumes, and people just...
They have Doctor Who meetups in Second Life. That's what Eric is talking about. So he's saying that this mimics it.
Yeah. Okay. One last big highlight from yesterday, like my biggest moment yesterday, that came unexpectedly. So I was sitting in the bar in the hotel next to Lewis, and we were just there. A fairly large table with a lot of different people around. And, okay, we can say this now, but this is technically still a secret, like, they have a secret guest for the Podshock live show.
Well, this is coming out maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, so.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to whisper because there's people all around me.
Okay.
Anyway, so, like, the secret guest is, like, the eighth Doctor's companion from the 1996 Doctor Who television movie. His companion, played by Daphne Ashbrook.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so she was there in the bar because she's invited by, she's like Podshock's guest in the hotel. So she was there, and, you know, I wasn't paying any mind to her. And by the way, I've seen her on television and in movies, and she's guested in many, many TV series we all know. Like, she's one of those people who just guest stars in lots of American television shows. By the way, she's like the only American companion. But anyway, so she's just sitting way across the table from me. And first of all, she was very striking in person. Like, totally got me by surprise. Anyway, I'm just there with Lewis, minding my own business. And then somebody said something funny. I started laughing. And then she notices me across the table, and she points right at me. And she says, oh, my God, look at him. His dimples are so cute. What? And she was just, like, pointing at me. Oh, my God, look. And then, I got very, very embarrassed. And basically, I went over to her and then, to take a picture with her, and she's like, oh my, she's like, oh, they're cutie. And then she laid her head on my chest for the picture.
Oh God.
It was really ridiculous. Like, I was really overwhelmed. She's like the nicest person I've ever met, ever. Like, at any con or any place.
Sounds
super
like
nice.
Somebody
I mean, she was
nice
to me. My goodness, she's adorable. So that picture will eventually get up. I almost never smile in pictures, but I think I am in that picture. So yeah, that'll come out.
That's the best.
Wow, she's awesome. Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
There we go. I think that was my highlight.
Okay. Well, it has been awesome checking in with you at the Gallifrey convention. And, you know, we'll get a better picture of whatever you were doing, pictures and stuff like that later on. There'll be links. But I really looked forward to hearing from you every day, and it was a pleasure.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we will talk and do regular podcasts when you get back in town.
All right.
Okay. See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm the doctor, by the way. What's your name?
Rose.
Nice to meet you, Rose. Run for your life.
So what'd you think? 3 whole days of Doctor Who fun. We also have that adorable picture of Eric and Daphne in our show notes. We also have pictures from the Doctor Who Gallifrey convention on the background of scifipartyline.com. You can check those out. We have pictures on scifipartyline.net, our new news network. And Eric has all of the pictures, boatloads of them, on his Facebook page. And I'll provide a link for that. Also, visit his site. It is guidetothewhoverse.libsyn.com, and he will be doing more of those witty pieces that you heard today, and he will also be doing Doctor Who episode reviews in the future and more. Give us a call, 773-336-2686. Reach us at scifipartyline.com. Do comments there. We are on Twitter at scifipartyline. And we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
How about that one?
A bit green up close.
That one's flickering.
Yeah. Sorry, thought I'd fix that.
Who are you?
I'm the doctor.
Doctor who?
Everywhere and anywhere, every star that ever was. Where do you want to start?
Doctor Who, the journey begins this Easter on BBC One.